Hi, my name is Matthew Viriapa, intern over here at KOSU. I recently talked to Charlie Crockett. Charlie is a blues and country musician. He recently just played the Grand Ole Opry in Tennessee, released a full-length album back in December, and is coming to Tulsa this Saturday.
That's how I got to Memphis.
Here's my interview with Charlie Crockett.
I haven't eaten one bite.
I think you're playing Canes on Saturday.
Saturday? What's today?
Thursday?
Yeah, so today in Memphis, tomorrow, Friday, Little Rock, and then Saturday with y'all in Tulsa.
Sounds like you haven't been, you've been going pretty hard. Like, you don't even know what day it is.
Yeah, that's not the most important thing anymore, my man. I just need to know about, I just think about the show. So what we did is we just did 2 days and two nights in Nashville. So I was at the Opry on Tuesday. It was my first time there. And then last night we played a club called the Basement East.
Did you ever imagine yourself playing on a stage like the Grand Ole Opry?
The Opry specifically, man, Matthew, I never thought I'd play it. Didn't seem attainable, you know what I'm saying?
What was it like finally, standing on that stage just a few days ago?
Well, it all goes by really fast, and I play a lot of shows, so a big part of me in those situations just kind of instincts take over, and I end up not thinking about a lot while I'm playing, to be honest with you. That's what it takes for me, you know, the way that I've developed my career, you know, doing the itinerant performing thing for, you know, the majority of my adult life. They're used to stuff, you know, you have to hit this mode to be able to transform, you know, you have to have this mode. I found that mode a long time ago. And so, when I was at the Opry the other night, I was just in that mode. And I was getting interviewed and being asked a lot of stuff. And the Opry folks are amazing people. I was trying to be really reflective for them. I can certainly reflect on my career, you know, anytime anybody asks me, especially if they seem like they actually care. But already just having it been 2 days ago now when I start thinking about it, now I'm thinking about it like, oh, man, Hank Williams stood on that same hardwood floor. You know, that now I'm thinking about it today, and that's what's going to happen. You know, it's going to affect me more now as these next few days than it was affecting me at the time that I was there.
So as a Texan, when is it that you feel like you left Texas and kind of entered Oklahoma, since Oklahoma is just right on the northern border?
Yeah. Well, I think Texans in their hearts, you know, feel like Oklahoma is still the same. It's still like the natives. It's still the home country. My mama lived in Oklahoma when she was a kid with my grandmother for a time. She was born in Colorado. But they were living in rural Oklahoma. The way I became a Texan was that my mama ended up moving down to Texas from Oklahoma, actually. She was like a teen, becoming a young adult. And, a lot of my friends and all the, you know, the bands I've toured with, you know, have been from Oklahoma. I think a lot of Oklahomans feel that same way, is that they got just as much kinfolk in Texas as they do in Oklahoma, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma is Native America, man. It's got an energy, you know. It's got a thing. And honestly, man, it's just like the people in Oklahoma are coming out to see us before anybody, in terms of just like once we started playing there, you know, people were giving us their attention, you know, immediately, even if it was a small crowd. And that stood out playing at like Mercury Lounge or the Blue Door, you know, opening up shows at Canes.
So is there a favorite spot of yours or any place you like to visit while you're in Oklahoma?
Oh, man, I love the Arbuckle Mountains. You know, I love that north Eastern Oklahoma, kind of Ozark. Now, I love Tahlequah area. Yeah, we really like Tahlequah. And I like the cities, man. I really love Tulsa. Tulsa has like a real special thing going on.
Yeah, and you've played with JD McPherson.
Yeah, man. Yeah, JD's a friend. Yeah, I think about that a lot. It's like, really, JD got me my start in Europe, because he has such an amazing crowd there, and he let me open up for him in like a dozen countries over there. I got my foot in the door through a boy from Broken Arrow, And then Evan Felker, the Turnpike Troubadours, you know, I played over 100 shows with them in every town in America. That's not a coincidence, you know, that I get that, that it'd be these Oklahoma cats that really actually took me out around the world. You know, it's like, that doesn't make it feel like home. You know, I don't know what does. I've always said, you know, I didn't ever see no border there between Texas and Oklahoma. I just see a really red river. You know, and I like that river. You know, soil same color on either side of that line. You know, and you got that whole, I mean, look at Woody Guthrie. You think he's an Okie, you know, or Murrow's an Okie and all that kind of stuff. But, like, a lot of that family's from right there from Texas. It runs the same, you know. You're talking about, like, red dirt and all that. You know, you got to include those two states.
Yeah, there's a lot of shared history going on. Well, I guess speaking of history, like, the last kind of longer project that you put out was Blues Bonanza, kind of paying tribute to a lot of the blues and country artists that you really grew up listening to, right?
Yeah, man, you know, it's funny. If you ask me, like if I told you something I didn't like about country today, my complaint would be that a lot of what's going on is that, you know, the blues had been taken right out of country music in a lot of ways. You know, and so that's why I made that album. Because I have some people, you know, these real, a lot of cats get these kind of, you know, aficionados and stuff listening to the old honky-tonk. That classic blues stuff. Some of them hardcore blues guys are like, oh, no, this isn't a blues album. There's country songs on there. You know, and I'm like, okay, cool, yeah, there are some country songs, but you're going to tell me those blues numbers on there, hey, that's not good classic blues? No, and I'm like, just because there's, you know, country on there doesn't make that blues any less blues. Also, I believe that the way that I do country music, I'm doing it as a blues singer. And I'm nowhere near the first guy to do that. That's what Hank Williams was doing, blues singer. Certainly where he got it from. Say the same thing about Bob Wills, man. I mean, them cats is playing blues numbers. I mean, half that catalog you can hear, you know, a lot of that stuff is blues cats. I mean, when you start looking at it that way, there ain't even that big a difference between Robert Johnson and Bob Wills. Because they're doing a lot of the same songs, like Milk Cow Blues. When you're talking about music from back in that day, both descriptions would be accurate. If you see it as country, well, that's true. If you see it as blues, it's true. But it doesn't change the music. You know, it's just a different title. But for me, I've always heard it as blues musically. And the way that I've learned how to even communicate what music is to me and how to, like, play it, or how to record in the studio or communicate with the cats I'm playing with, is from a foundation of blues. And as I started really progressing and learning popular country music and traditional gospel and Charlie Parker, you know Charlie Parker, the famous jazz musician, when he said his own words was that everybody thought that he'd, like, rewritten the book on music, but he himself said that all he did, really, was he learned how to play the blues in all 12 keys. He said he just learned how to play the blues in every key because he'd noticed that even, like, really great touring and session cats that he'd been around were really great, but pretty much only proficient in as much, you know, in 3 or 4 keys. He just made sure he knew the blues upside down. You know, I'm a naive fool compared to somebody like him, but I do know how to play my kind of blues and country music in 12 keys, and I can play all those shapes, and I can pretty much move between them without thinking about it. And that's something that's taken me all my life to figure out, and I got a long way to go. But
so is there a new project on the horizon?
Dang right. I got a record coming out. You're going to see that thing rolling in the town soon enough. I'm not the kind of dude that's going to, like, hold all the songs back until release day. You know, I want to play them. To be honest with you, leading up, before I played the Opry, I was actually probably thinking a little bit more about Canes. My grandfather has told me that he don't tell these stories anymore. He's in his mid-90s now. But up until just a couple years ago, every time I go see him, he always would tell me the story about, I guess this would have been the 30s. He was born in 25. He was born in Siloam Spring, Arkansas, man, right over the border from Oklahoma. And he has always told me the story about them getting in the car, piling in this car, off the farm. They were all off the farm out there in rural Arkansas, and they would drive in to Tulsa to watch Bob Wills at Kane's. Bob Wills was like getting paid $500, and that was like unheard of. Because of him telling me that story, because that being so much of my lineage, you know, the picture that's painted in my mind about Kane's is just, well, you can imagine, you know, it's larger than life. So I'm real excited to get on that stage. I got to play there at Kane's, you know, through the grace of Turnpike Troubadours, you know, a couple times now. And so I have, like, I have some perspective to make me, you know, nervous about getting on that stage. And so it means a great deal to me, man. So we're going to lay it all out. I'm going to lay it all out, man. I'm going to give it every little thing I have to offer on that particular Saturday night. So thanks for having me on your program, man.
Charlie Crockett is playing this Saturday at Kane's Ballroom. For more information, go to canesballroom.com.
Hello.
What I've learned actually is that country music is really about the hearts of Americans. That's a deep reservoir to look into, but that's what it is. And that's how you can have cats so different